This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Violence broke out in 3 separate cities during Black Friday sales. In a southern New Jersey mall, 2 people were shot, 1 fatally. In Reno, Nevada, people are looking for a suspect in a deadly road rage incident they say is all over a Walmart parking spot on Thanksgiving night as they started their Black Friday sale early. And in Memphis, Tennessee, 1 person was shot outside Wolf Chase Gallery and Mall at 11:15 p.m. Thursday night. Among the things that the Lord hates in Proverbs 6, Solomon includes hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. The communist Chinese continue to target Christians for forced organ harvesting, reports Evangelical Focus. Between 60,000 and 100,000 organ transplants have been carried out in China since 2000, most of which were harvested from Christians, as well as Tibetan Buddhists and practitioners of the Falun Gong religion. The barbaric practice is the largest source of revenue for Chinese hospitals and the government. The 36-point font headline on the Drudge Report was startling. Quote, "She's alive. Hillary challenges election results," unquote. Fox News reports that Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate, is demanding and willing to pay up to $7 million for recounts in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, where Trump was declared the victor. The Clinton campaign joined the effort, despite Clinton having already conceded the race. Trump said, quote, "The people have spoken and the election is over. We must accept this result and then look to the future," unquote. President-elect Donald Trump said Saturday that the death of Cuba's Fidel Castro, quote, "marks the passing of a brutal dictator," unquote, while President Obama argued that, quote, "history will be Castro's final judge," unquote. The difference between the worldview of Trump and Obama was palpable. Trump said, quote, "Castro's legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. It is my hope that today marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long," unquote. By contrast, Obama said, quote, "history will record and judge the enormous impact of the singular figure on the people and the world around him," unquote. The president took great pains to sound neutral or even affirming of Fidel Castro. 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick had some good things to say about Castro's socialist legacy over the weekend, and he was jeered and booed as he entered the field to play the Miami Dolphins for Sunday's game. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee appeared on Fox and Friends to say that the only way President-elect Trump should consider Mitt Romney for any position in his cabinet is if Romney offers a very public apology after questioning Trump's character.
"I'm still very unhappy that Mitt did everything he could to derail Donald Trump. He didn't just go after him from a standpoint of saying, I disagree with his policy on immigration, I disagree with his policy on taxes. He attacked him on a personal level about his character, integrity, his honor. Well, when you do that, there's only one way that I think Mitt Romney could even be considered for a post like that, and that is that he goes to a microphone in a very public place and repudiates everything he said in that famous Salt Lake City speech. That's beyond just the normal political infighting that we all experience. But when you go after a person who is the nominee of your party, who has been duly nominated by the voters, you're savaging the voters. You're not just savaging Donald Trump."
The FBI is investigating whether a hate crime occurred when a suspected arsonist set fire to a pro-life pregnancy center last Wednesday morning in Albuquerque, New Mexico, reports KRQE News 13. The Project Defending Life's office located across the street from a Planned Parenthood abortion mill sustained extensive damage. Dominique Davis, Director of Client Services for Project Defending Life, told Life News, quote, "While this intentional evil act was meant to scare us and inhibit us from doing our work, those who committed this crime can be assured it has not, unquote. Iconic London landmarks were floodlit in red on November 23rd to raise awareness of people who suffer injustice because of their religion. The Palace of Westminster, Westminster Abbey, and the Westminster Catholic Cathedral were floodlit to mark Red Wednesday, an initiative by the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need to highlight deteriorating religious freedom in many parts of the world. Lisa Pierce, CEO of Open Doors, said persecution against Christians is worse than it has ever been in history. New York City is undergoing a transformation. In 1989, less than 1% of New Yorkers attended church. That number has since grown to 5%, reports CBN News. Millennials and minorities make up the fastest growing segments of the church-going population. At this rate, New York City could be a majority Christian city by the year 2026. John 3:8 says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." And that's the World View on this Monday, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.